This is the Sound of Science on WNIJ. I'm KC, and today we're joined by Dr. Victor Gensini from Northern Illinois University. And today's topic is Tornado Alley. But does Tornado Alley really exist?
Well, I have rather strong opinions, I would say. One of them is that the traditional quote-unquote Tornado Alley is really undefinable by many people. I tend to do this in my intro to meteorology classes. I give them all maps and I say, you know, draw an outline for me of where you think Tornado Alley is. And of course, everybody draws different shapes, right? Different polygons, includes different states as to where they think Tornado Alley should be. And the truth of it, Casey, really is that it doesn't have a bound. There's no alley. I think most of us, when we think of the word alley, we think of the bowling alley, right? Where there's some sort of lane that tornadoes occur in, and they don't happen anywhere else. And the truth is that tornadoes happen in all 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii, and they occur at any time of the year, right? It doesn't matter if the calendar says January or June or November, as we've seen with tornadoes up in this area, including the Washington, Illinois tornado in November, I think back in 2013, I believe. So we really kind of need to move away from this idea, I think, of using alley and educate people that, you know, tornadoes are not just the Wizard of Oz, Kansas, and Oklahoma, Dorothy style events. They're damaging significant events that impact Northern Illinois, the Midwest, and the United States as a whole.
Definitely, and they can occur anywhere, in any season, at any time. So thank you very much, Dr. Gensini, for being with us today on The Sound of Science. This was The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
Where you learn something new every day.